Dialogue 3.
Okay, I admit it. You actually didn't do anything wrong.
Really? Are you being serious or are you just saying that?
No, I'm being serious. You know me. I always say what I think.
Or could it be that, perhaps, the lyrics of the song have touched your heart?
Well, I won't lie. And I don't care how it sounds. There is a beauty inside me.
I never doubted it. But it is something I've thought loads about, though. I mean, we always show people the outside first. But maybe if we had the possibility of seeing the inside first, then maybe...
It's because people don't take the time to get to know each other.
We don't look each other in the eye.
We don't talk about things that matter to us.
We hide our true feelings.
We're afraid of getting hurt.
Or ridiculed.
You know, I think it's as important to love someone as it is to let yourself be loved. It's not easy, you know?
Tell that to my mother. She puts everyone she loved before herself. Poor thing.
And you? You do the same.
I do not.
So you're selfish then?
No, well, not exactly. But by just giving yourself to others, that doesn't mean you should deny yourself, does it? You can be a best friend, but you can also become the worst enemy.
For once, and only this once, I agree with you.
Thank you.
And I'm a big enough person to admit that it has been a pleasure working with you.
Well then, big person, I will say it's been a pleasure for me too. But Adam, seriously, will we see each other again after this?
Who knows? Maybe on the West End? Or on Broadway?
Or Bollywood.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, good luck then.
Why would you say that? You know you never say that to anyone in theatre. It's bad luck.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You should literally say, break a leg.
Okay. Break a leg. Literally.
Remember, Adam, the show must go on.